Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
Today we're going to be talking about something, probably go back to the basics. You know, many of us have been here a long time. We've been into the things of God. But what happens many times, we get comfortable. Amen? Come on now. There's coffee in the back. If you need coffee, take a double shot. Amen? But many times in the things of God, in the walk of God, we get so comfortable with the things of God that sometimes we just neglect to do the things as a believer that we should be doing. Amen? All right, I'm going to come on this side now. Amen? But many times as a believer, many times as Christian, we are in this for so long that we get comfortable. How many been married a long time? Come on, raise your hand. Anybody longer than me? I've been 30 years? Anybody? Oh, Pedro, I'm American. I forgot they were here. So I'm going to change the subject. No, I'm only kidding. Amen? But what happens many times in a relationship, we've been with that individual for so long that many times we might take them for granted. Don't raise your hand. If your spouse is sitting next to you, my wife got up so I can raise my hand. Amen? It's the same thing with the things of God. So today I want to share for a few minutes, and I want you guys to think about this for a second. Because the title of my message today is Living a Life That is Pleasing Unto God. Ooh, it got pretty quiet in here. I'm going to preach to Pastor D right here because I know I'll get enough amens out of here. Amen? But think about that a second. All of us in here at one time or another, we had a mom and a dad. My mom has passed away to heaven. Amen. But I know as a youngster, as a teenager, I didn't wake up in the morning. I said, man, I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to make my mom real mad. She's going to whip me real good. I know that sounds funny, but think about that. It's the same things with the things of God. Our Heavenly Father God, amen. If you have a relationship with him, I hope some of us don't wake up this morning and say, oh, yeah, I got something for you, God. Well, if you say that, he already knows. Okay, he knows our days before we even walk in our days. Amen. So I want to ask you today, how many of us here today, I'm going to raise my hand because this is all of us. It's not about you guys. I'm going to get you. No. How many of us in here seriously want to live a life that's pleasing unto God? Most of us in here will raise our hand. Amen? Because that's what it's all about. Me and my wife have been together a long time. We have a very healthy relationship. That's the way it should be with our Heavenly Father. It should be, number one, it should be healthy. I'm giving you some free pointers here. Write this down. This is not on my notes. And number two, it should be a daily relationship. I don't tell my wife, Angie, I'll see you on the 1st, on the 15th, or the 30th. We probably wouldn't be married 30 years. Imagine if you had a friend that would tell you that. Gabriella? Oh, matter of fact, when you sit in the front, you get picked on. But it's too late. Amen? I don't tell Gabriella, hey, we're only going to talk on the 1st of the month. What kind of relationship are we going to build as a team? Here we go. Here's another one. I'm giving some free pointers here, some free nuggets. Or how about when we reach out to someone when we just need something? We all been there. I raised both of my hands. Amen? I have a good friend of mine that lives in Arizona. We talk all the time. And he told me something. We've known each other from high school. And he told me something that really touched me in a good way. He said, out of all the friends that I say that I have, me and you go back almost 40 years and we talk at least twice a week. You need someone like that in your life. You need a friend that you can go to. Amen? So going back to a life that's pleasing to God, how many of us want to hear the words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. How many want to hear those? I mean, I'm not preaching anything that we have not. Thank you, Diego. But with two hands. Amen? But come on, that should be our goal. And like Pastor Peggy tells us all the time, in order to hear those words, we have to do something. Amen? Most of us work a full-time job. If you're not doing a good job, I doubt it very much if your employer would say, Steve, you're doing an amazing job. Because deep down inside, you know you're really not doing an amazing job. You're like, is he messing with me? Is he messing with me? Think about that. If you know deep down inside you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, and someone tells you, oh, you're doing a great job, hopefully you get a little check. Amen? And in order to hear those words, I believe that there's a certain way, hear me out now, that we must live or we must carry ourselves. It's sad to say, and I'm not pointing fingers, I'm not judging nobody, because everyone has their own spiritual level walk with Christ. But it's sad to say that there's a lot of Christians out there that say they're Christians, and the way they carry themselves, that's probably not pleasing to God. Yes, there's love. Don't misunderstand me. There's mercy. There's grace. But when you read the scriptures, Paul reminds us often, we got to live a life that's pleasing unto God. Amen. There's certain things that we need to say no. Amen. Amen. So today I want to cover three things, basics, that I believe that honestly will help us. It'll help me, remind me to stay on that path, because I want to hear those words. When my name is called, oh, yeah. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? For the most, I am. But we can all do better. Amen? There's always room for improvement. Amen? So number one, you guys with me? All right. Number one way to live a life that's pleasing to God. This is a tough one. So ushers, lock the doors. We must turn our back from sin. Pastor Peggy touched on that last week. Goliath got to go. One of the giants that's a struggle for many. It's a life of sin. And many times it's not a sin problem. Pastor Peggy tells us all the time, it's a relationship problem. Amen? Not only a relationship problem, it's a heart condition. Oh, watch out. Amen? It's a heart condition. It's a relationship condition. Because like I said earlier, when we commit, when we dedicate our lives to God, those things that used to make us happy or we enjoy, that junk starts falling off. The more of God you get into, the more time you spend with him, the more prayer, the more of the word you get in you, I'm a living proof. I say it all the time, and not to give the devil any glory, I was a great sinner. Oh, man. But I'm also reminded that the word of God tells us that sin is good for a season. So even the Bible is telling us that sin is good for a season. But God. Amen? But God. I think back, me and my wife, sometimes we talk and we like, only God put all this together. Only God got rid of all this junk. I'm going to put you on blast because we were good. We were good sinners. Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm not ashamed to say that. You know why I say that? Because that's my story of the power of God, what he would do in your life. If you surrender all to him, oh, man, greatness. You'll see God show up. Amen? And many times we have to have this attitude. We have to draw a line. Many of us don't like to do that. It's a difficult thing. And we must make a stand and determine in our hearts that I will live for Jesus. The Word of God reminds us that sin separates us from the things of God. People say, yeah, but he loves me. Yes, he does. But if you study the life of Jesus, I love the book of John. And I recommend, if you ever want to start somewhere, start in the book of John. If you want to know what Jesus is all about, get into the book of John. And if you study the life of Jesus, every time he performed a miracle, mostly every time, he said, go and sin no more. Come on now. So I love you. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to set you back on the right path, but sin no more. Wow, are we in church this morning? Come on. Amen? So no one can tell me, oh, he's okay with it. No, he's not. Because if he was okay with it, he would have never sent his son to die on the cross for us. Oh, I'm preaching real good to myself this morning. Amen? That's the gospel. That's what it's all about. And it breaks my heart. And I know people that that's a struggle with them. And I tell them all the time, seek God. Because I didn't change right away. I didn't tell my wife, Angie, okay, we got to stop doing this, 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 and this, and then we'll go to church. No, we came. My father taught me a good lesson as a youngster. Just go to church. Just go to church. Just get in there. And every Sunday, I came for a while because someone didn't want to come. I came here alone, not at this location, but on Jog Road. And I came, and I heard the word. And yes, I was still living for the devil. I'm not going to lie. Monday would come up, my buddy was like, hey, I'm coming over. Yeah, I'll bring a 12-pack. Bring an 18-pack. Let's do this. Amen? But Sunday would come, and I was sitting in church. And just something started happening on the inside of me. Oh, whew. I love to tell my story because God is real. Me and my wife remind ourselves, we've seen too much. The power of God had brought my grandson from his deathbed. So when someone told me there's no God, I said, look at this handsome grandson. He looks like his grandpa. And let me tell you, if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And every week I kept coming. And my father was still living in New York. If you don't know I'm from New York yet, you probably by now you know my accent. And every day, every Sunday, I would come. I would come. I would come. And then one day, I said, Lord, no more. I've done it too long. There's an emptiness in my heart. And I took the walk. The best thing I've ever did, besides taking the walk, marrying that young lady right there. I had to put that in there. Come on now. You know? Advice if you want to be married a long time. Yes, dear. Two words. Change my life. Amen? But I tell you, I took that walk of faith because it's a walk of faith. I don't know. God's got me going somewhere else. It's a walk of faith because how are you going to believe on something that you've never seen? Oh, come on now. But I took that walk. 20 plus years ago, and I dedicated my life. Amen. Came back to the Lord. Come on, iPad, work with me. Amen. And you want to hear something funny? I got home that day after church. I said, sweetie, I'm back into church. And you think they would say, oh, I'm so happy. Thank you, Jesus. How long is that going to last? That's the words that came out of my wife's mouth. You know what? But I kept coming. And not too long, a couple of Sundays after that, she came. And here we are. Amen? But it took a drastic change. And number two, it took faith in God. Because I was raised in church. Oh, yeah. For those of you that probably were raised Assemblies of God or Pentecostal, I was a Royal Ranger. My sister was in the missionaries. And at the age of 12, I was a little drummer boy banging on those drums. Amen? But then I walked away. But God. Amen? So number one, we need to turn our back from sin. It's a hard one because I remember when I say, Lord, no more, I lost many that I thought were my friends. What? We can't go to your house no more and party no more? No, I've decided to live for Jesus. But there's good news at the end of that story because more than 50% of my crowd, we are all serving God. Amen? So the gospel, it's real. You just got to grab it and say, okay, Lord, make it manifest in my life. Amen? 1 John 3:4. You guys with me? Amen. It says, everyone who sins, that's all of us, is breaking God's law for all sin. Here we go. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. All sin is contrary to the law of God. It doesn't say there's levels of sin. Sin is sin. Now, some of you will probably say, man, but that was only little. That was, you know, there's no level one, level sin. In the eyes of God, sin is sin. Amen. Like, how many of us have heard in the past? It's just a little white lie. But it's a lie, right? Yeah, but it's white. I don't ever understood that. Amen? So what is sin? What is sin? Amen? Simple. Sin is anything that is not pleasing to God or anything that is pulling you away from the relationship of God. It's simple. You don't need to open up a book or go on Google, hey, or Siri, what is sin? Oh, she'll probably give you a whole bunch of stuff. So be careful what you ask for. Amen. But that's, if I had to, when I minister to people many times one-on-one, and they say, Pastor, but I'm doing this and doing this. Is it drawing you from the things of God? Yeah, it is. Okay. Now get back into the things. Get back into God, get into the word, get that word in you. And I tell you, because it's worked for me, it worked for many of you. I've been with you, many of you, a long time, and it's worked for my wife. Once you get so much of God in you, once you get walking with him, that stuff, you're like, oh my God, I don't want to do that no more. And it's not about the rules and regulations. That's religion. It's not about that. It's about when you make that determination, Lord, I'm going to live a life for you. Because when you step back, listen to this, and you start seeing those things that you were doing, you're like, oh, my God, that's what I used to do? Come on, but when you're in there, you're like, oh, yeah, this thing is good. Amen? But when you walk away from it and you see it through the eyes of God, you see it a whole lot different. Amen. Is the temptation there? Yes. I bleed like all of you guys and just because I'm a pastor. Yes. Yes. Do I miss it? I'll be honest with you and don't judge me. Every once in a while, yes. But I've seen how far I have come and I see where I'm going. I don't need it anymore. I don't need to live that reckless lifestyle. Amen? And for those of you that are taking notes, when I said earlier, Hebrews 11:25 tells us that sin is good for a season. It's sad to say many people think, oh, they're believers. Oh, man, you can't have no fun there. I'm having better joy now than I was before. Come on. And a lot of you can say amen. There's greater joy. Because the word of God tells me, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'm not ashamed to say, oh, thank God I don't wake up with hangovers anymore. Amen. Oh, thank God that I'm not kissing that toilet bowl anymore. Amen? Come on. And if you're struggling in those areas, that's okay. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. And those things will fall off. Because then you start realizing, I saw what you've done for me. I've experienced what you're doing for me. And then your attitude will change. You say, no, I want to live a life that's pleasing unto God. Are we going to make mistakes? Yes. But the important thing is that when you make that mistake, you recognize that mistake, you repent, and he'll restore you back on track. Amen? So that's number one. 2 Corinthians 5:17 from the New American Standard Bible. We're talking about sin. Walk away from it. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, I like this, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. So that's telling me, when I say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, you are the Lord. You are my Savior. Things have to change. If not, is the word not telling us the truth? We are new creatures. Do we look the same? Yes. This is talking about our spirit being. Amen. And those things, I tell you honestly, when I gave my life to God and I rededicated myself, you know, I was still living a little crazy life, but gradually I started changing. How many of us wish that when we came to the Lord, all of a sudden, the 66 books of the Bible just got downloaded? No, it don't work that way. It don't work that way. Amen. So take that by heart. Amen. Number two, the second way for us to live a life that's pleasing unto God, we must keep God's commandments or commands. We must follow. If it's in the word, it's in there for a reason. Amen. People say, oh, God put in there to judge us. No, 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 no. Everything that's in the word of God is meant to help us. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Anything you're facing in life today, there's an answer in the word of God for it. Because the same things that we're facing today was going on 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago. Amen? And at some point, it's sometimes even worse. Sodom and Gomorrah, I won't go into details. I was crazy. Amen? So number two, we must keep his commandments. John 14:15, out of the New Living Translation. This is Jesus speaking. If you love me, obey my commandments. Marianne, you reading my notes? You read my notes? Amen. This is Jesus speaking to us. It's just like our earthly parents. If I tell my kids, if you love me, you respect me, you follow my command. Are they always going to agree and be happy with it? No. But I always remind my kids, you're going to be parents one day. And you're going to be like, that's why mom and dad said that. I hope so. Amen? Because once the seed is in there, it's in there. We must live a life according, write this down, to the word of God. Is it tough sometimes? It's a struggle. But the easier, the more you get into his things, the more of Christ you're living. It's automatic, you can say. Amen? Because it's a daily walk with Christ. It's a daily, I want to remind you guys, it's a daily walk with Christ. Matthew 22. I'm going to read verse 36 through 40. Might be a little different up there. So this is Jesus speaking. Jesus replied, we're talking about commands and commandments. You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Verse 38. This is the first and great commandment. Are we listening? Verse 39. A second is equally important. This is where a lot of us sometimes struggle. love your neighbor as you love yourself. That could be a struggle for many. Because some of you are already thinking, but Pastor Angie, you don't know what they did to me. You're right, I don't know. But I know who knows. I always tell people, I had a young man call me the other day. He's kind of new in the things of God. And he was blowing up my phone. And I said, well, they're blowing up my phone. I think it's right that I call them back. Amen? That's a good advice for anyone. Someone texts you, text them back. Amen? That's deep right there. Amen? So I call this individual. He says, Pastor Angel, I need a minute. I said, sure, what's going on? He says, I'm having a struggle with my dad. Some things happen with my dad. I'm trying to get back into the things of God. What can you tell me about love? I said, well, God and Jesus instructs us that we got to love because the gospel is based all out of love. Amen. I said, you have to forgive him. You doesn't necessarily have to agree with what he did to you. But if you want to have a successful walk with God, you got to love him. And he said exactly like this. That's what I needed to hear. I said, yeah. I suggested call your dad, have a man-to-man talk with him and say, Dad, you hurt me in this way. I don't agree with what happened. We probably need to have some space in between us. I still love you. I release you, but we can't act like that among each other. And I spoke to him not too long. He says, Pastor Angel, thank you so much. Because yes, every once in a while I think about what my dad did to me. But I know that if I want to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father, I need to forgive my dad and I must love my dad. Amen? That's just a freebie right there. Glory to God. I believe that if we consistently, here we go, listen up, disobey God's command, we will eventually develop a hard heart. Like I said earlier, it's a heart thing. And if we constantly disobey, we constantly are living a life full of sin, don't fool yourself. I love you this morning, and I'm going to speak the truth into your life. That's my job as a minister. Your heart will get hardened. Your heart will get bitter. Amen? It's like anything else. When we disagree with our parents, I'll raise my hand. There was many times I had many disagreements with my parents. And many times I didn't want nothing. And I'll be honest with you, I'm preaching. There's many times I wanted nothing to do with my parents. You know? I was young and I'm going to say dumb. Because as a teenager, we think we know it all. Come on, a lot of you are going like this. Amen? And that's the same thing with our Heavenly Father. We do things contrary to the Word of God, eventually it's going to separate us. Because this is not what we're saying with our words, but with our actions, this is what we're doing. Lord, I know what the Word of God says, but I'm going to do it this way. Come on now. And we don't say it with our words, but we're doing it with our actions. And then we'll go back and say, why is this thing not working? I love Pastor Peggy. God uses her in a mighty way, gracefully. Because no matter what you're facing, she'll tell you, are you doing it God's way? That's it. Amen? And number three. Because we got a baby dedication, right? Oh, yes. Oh, glory to God. Number three. The third way that we live a life that's pleasing unto God. Let's be team players and let's be witnesses of the gospel. And it's simple. Witness. Witness of what gospel? This is how I tell everybody. Tell your story. Tell your story. What do I mean by that? Tell those around you. Tell those that you love. Tell those that question you, look what the Lord has done. Because nowadays it's an ugly world. It's a dark world. Craziness all around us. Someone's always looking for good news. Come on. Tell them your story. Tell that coworker. Tell them your story. I believe that every believer is called to active ministry. Not that everyone's a pastor or a prophet or an evangelist. No. How do I become an active minister? Like I said, tell your story. Look what the Lord has done for me. When I get people at work, many times they tell me, hey, you know, I'm struggling with this, or I heard, I just got a negative report, my family member. I say, boom, that's an opportunity right there. Hey, let me tell you what God did for my grandson. Really? And that's it. I speak the words. The Holy Spirit does the rest. Amen? And the Word of God says he's not a respecter of man. If he did it for my grandson, he'll do it for anyone. Matthew 28, 18. We're going to wrap up with this. Many of you might recognize this is the Great Commission. So Jesus has instructed us. He doesn't say pastors, ministers. He says, no, this is Jesus speaking. Matthew 28, 18. Tell everyone about what Jesus did for you. That's on my notes here. But here we go. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Verse number 19. Here we go. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands, here we go, I have given you, and be sure of this, and I am with you always, even to the end of age or the end of the world. That's pretty much simple. Tell them your story. Amen. I know there's a coworker that needs to hear what God done for you. They're out there. Listen, be attentive to the Holy Spirit. You know. Many times my kids don't like to go to Publix with me because I'm looking for an opportunity. You know, the other day I told this lady, she asked me, how are you doing? I said, I am doing awesome. She says, I've never heard that before. Bingo. What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an associate pastor at the church. Boom, gave him a card to the church. I just told him my story. And I tell him, you want to find me? That's where you'll find me. Those are opportunities. Do I have to sit there and whip out my Bible and turn or burn? That don't work. That's free advice. Don't tell anyone, turn or burn, especially a family member, because as soon as you pull up to that driveway, they're closing the blinds, shh, and they're locking the dog in the room, shh, so they won't park that they know we're here. Don't tell that nobody, amen? The Bible tells us is the love of Christ that brings man to repentance. Amen? So here we go. I'm going to finish with this. There's a lost world looking for answers. We got the greatest gift ever given. Amen. And many times I've had to learn how to do this. I'm not perfect just because I'm a pastor. Many times as human beings, I'm going to step on some toes. We are very, very, very selfish. And I heard a minister said this once. And it ministered to me so much that I said, Lord, I hope that never happens to me. We had a minister come here a long time ago. And he said that he had a vision that he was in heaven. And he looked down and he saw hell. And he saw many people that he knew that he never shared the gospel to them, and they were shouting out to him, if you knew about this place, why didn't you tell me about this? Think about that for a minute. There's people in our inner circle, sisters, brothers, cousins. Imagine that. We have the answer that they need, and yet we don't tell them about it. And when that minister shared that particular Sunday, this was a way back, I said, Lord, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. Because love tells the truth. We might not always agree what our family members are doing. That's not for me to judge. But by the way we carry ourselves, and love, love will make a way. Amen. Love will make a way. Amen. You love on them. A good friend of mine told me this years ago. And at first when he told me this, I'm like, man, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. But it's a true statement. He told me, you kill them with kindness. People hurt you. People disappoint you. Love and kindness. Sooner or later, they're going to turn to you and say, like, is there anything that I can do that you're going to come back at me? No. The love of Christ is abroad in me. I'm going to love you. I might not always be happy with you. And sometimes the old man might want to come out. But I love you. And when you carry yourself like that, you'll be surprised. You'll become a magnet to those that need the truth. Amen? So I encourage you today, if you want to live a life that's pleasing to God, number one, turn your back from sin. And if you're struggling with something, keep coming. Keep coming. Don't stay out there because, oh, no. Number two, follow his commandments. I mean, Psalms 32:8, I love that scripture. One of my favorite. I will lead you on the best pathway. Come on. It's simple. If you got two paths and you know one's going to lead to destruction and one's going to lead you to eternal life, I think most of us in here have a sound mind. We want to take that path that's going to lead us to right. Amen? And number three, don't be ashamed of your story. Don't be ashamed. You'll be surprised how many lives you will change with your story. You know, look for that opportunity, that coworker, that cashier, whoever it might be, a family member. Tell them your story. And I tell you, things will change in your life. Amen? Let's pray.